This is Blue Money, a finance podcast made for cops by cops. Lieutenant Jim Donnelly of the Bensalem Police Department and co-host Kevin McGarry of Valley Financial Group come together to help protect and serve your financial needs. This is Blue Money.
I want to welcome everyone back to the Blue Money Podcast. This is your host, Jim Donnelly. I'm here with my co-host, Kevin McGarry.
What's up, Jimmy?
Not much, Kev. What's up, buddy? I thought for this episode, Kev, we talk about private equity. We get a lot of phone calls, a lot of clients ask questions. So I thought we would touch upon it, to talk about what it is, pros, cons, how people can get involved, who can get involved, who can. So give a little feedback on it, Kev.
We've been getting a lot of questions from the listeners and our clients on private equities and alternative investments. And the reason why is, you know, people are concerned. They're reading about 60-40 portfolio stocks to bonds. You know, is there growth potential over there over the next, you know, decade? And the reason why they're saying this is a few reasons, but the main reason is right now, you know, valuations on stocks. You know, stocks are, you know, on average, you know, a little overvalued compared to historical trends and historical averages. You know, historical average of a PE of the S&P 500 is around 16.5%. Right now, the S&P is between 21.5 and 21.6%. So above the historical averages. And historically, you know, when you get it to PEs at those levels, the next decade hasn't, you know, had great returns. They've kind of been muted. And that's why you're hearing a lot of these asset managers and economists make predictions that, hey, the next decade for stocks could be down to muted.
Right.
Right. So looking for other ways to generate growth. And that's where the private equity and other alternative investments have been coming to our attention.
Now, for a person out there listening and they say, I want to dive into private equity, I mean, the one thing you have to know is in order to do that, you need to be a creditor investor. And what that means, there's three things that if you're classified as a creditor investor. One is your income. The annual income has to be at least $200,000 to $300,000. It's combined with your spouse. Skills, it means you have to be a knowledgeable employee. That means you need to be in certain investment funds or hold a valid Series 7, 65, or an 82 license. And your net worth, you got to be worth $1 million or more, you and your spouse. So you need to hit those three things to be classified as a creditor investor, to be able to jump into private equity yourself. If not, like you said, you have to go through somebody. So Kev, what else is private equity for people? How do we explain it?
Yeah, well, the thing is, just for the listeners, you know, private equity is a form of an investment that basically takes place, it does take place outside the public stock market. When we say public stock market, you know, publicly traded stocks in the New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ, right? The investments you own typically in your 401k or your IRA, they're publicly traded. Private equity is investments outside the public sector that investors gain ownership stake in private companies. So essentially they do that through a private equity fund, Jim.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think one of the numbers I always see out there and always heard about was, when does a company go from private equity to public? Meaning, when are they going to offer it, the IPO, and the initial public offering? When is that number? And the number really is when a company reaches about $1 billion, they call that the unicorn status. That's when you see a lot of the companies out there that will go public and they want to try to sell some of their business off. So just remember, if you ever hear that unicorn status, that means a company got $1 billion and are private and they're probably going to go public soon.
Right. But if you look at private equity, right? So you say, all right, I get to invest in this private equity fund, right? How do I go about that? Like typically, you know, there's companies out there like KKR and Blackstone that do the raising of the fund, right? And there's multiple companies out there. So they raise the money and there's different things that it's invested in, different forms of it. And the different forms, you know, essentially for the listeners, if you think about it, there is venture capital. Right. Venture capital, you invest in equity. It's typically a startup. They're trying to get something from the beginning that grows and goes IPO. Mm-hmm. Yep. The second thing is buyouts. You know, they'll come in, they'll buy out a firm and they're hoping to sell it for a profit. And then there's growth capital, typically growth capital. The company's doing well, usually looking for investors for expansion or some type of growth, you know, program. So there are ways, the types of private equity. And typically, as you remind the listeners, private equity, you have to be typically accredited or investor. And secondly, you know, private equity is different than public equity in the sense it's typically illiquid, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Private equity, you typically start getting your money back, you know, when something sells. You're getting a distribution sometimes as well. And you start getting that money back traditionally around 5 to 7 years. A public equity fund usually stays open between 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, it's a long time. Now, it's positive if you're making money, but the one drawback is if, you know, the company is going the wrong direction for, and it's public, it's private equity, I mean, you have a chance of losing all your money. You can't pull the plug. Like, you know, if you have stocks in Amazon, you can just, if it's going in the wrong direction, you can just stop the bleeding.
Right.
But a lot of these, you know, when you're private equity, you're in for the long haul.
Yeah, you just don't know. But you think about for the long haul for stocks, typically the longer you hold the stock, the better the result is, right?
Sure. But there's companies that have fallen through the years that you wish you would get out.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of studies out there that say, why do you want to invest in private equity? There's higher risk.
Higher risk, higher fees, and it's less regulated. But right. What's the plus side?
The plus side historically is, you know, there could be higher returns.
Correct. Absolutely. And what people are chasing.
And what they're really looking at right now is, hey, you know, the 60-40 portfolio, is it dead?
Right.
You know, right. So if it's dead, according to some people out there, you need some type of other investments. That's where the alternatives,
sure.
Private equity, private debt, hedge funds, you know, real estate, infrastructure, that's where it all comes in.
Right.
But if you really dive into the 60-40 portfolio, I mean, year to date, it's up over 10, over the last year, up over 8. But if you look over the last 200 years, a 60-40 portfolio of stocks to bonds has been over 7.3%.
It's a great return, right? I mean, get that average, you're going to double it every 10 years.
Right. So there's been fears before, right? And the fear right now is stocks are overpriced.
Right.
And historically, when we're at PEs, what we're at today, you know, returns over the next decade haven't been strong. So if you look at a 60-40 portfolio, why does someone own it? You know, they want growth potential, but they want to reduce the volatility of that stock. I think the big thing here is to remember, like, you know, over the last 200 years, and this is what got 2022 got people concerned because both stocks and bonds both went down. They are highly correlated.
Right.
When inflation's high, stocks and bonds historically you've correlated, mean they behave the same way.
Right.
Right. So if you think about it, you know, only 16 times over those 200 years has that happened.
Right.
As inflation comes down, you hope that correlation, you know, goes away, right? And what they're hoping is right now, do these alternatives, does this private equity, does it give us more proper diversification, less correlation? And therefore, well, I mean, there's nothing out there saying private equity doesn't correlate with public equity.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big debate over that. So, you know, private equity is great. If you can be a credit investor and you have assets to diversify your overall portfolio, it makes sense in certain cases.
Sure, definitely.
But for the traditional investor that's not accredited, the 60-40 portfolio, if you're
solid. It's been solid for a long time.
Right, and consistent. So, you know, that's why we're speaking about, we're getting a lot more questions on alternatives right now and private equity, and we just wanted to bring it to.
Yeah, I think at least now the listeners understand what private equity is. You hear that term out there often, or when they're reading about, you know, financial information or listening to podcasts, any podcast, you always hear about private equity. So I think if now the listener has a little bit, you know, history of the what public and first private equity is, how they're both different, how they're both out there, how they can get involved with it, just so they familiarize themselves with the topic. So, Kev, what do you want the listeners to walk away with this podcast?
I think it's great we're getting these questions, you know, number one, so keep them coming. You know, if you don't understand something, call a professional, ask for help. You know, when it comes to private equity, in certain cases, depending on your financial situation and goals, it could make sense. But, you know, a 60-40 portfolio historically has, you know, shown up and delivered over time.
Yeah, it's weather, the storm, it's out. So, Kev, that's going to wrap up the Blue Money Podcast for today. If anyone has any questions out there, any feedback, or if they want a portfolio review, anything, please reach out to Kev and I. We're here to listen to your questions, help you how we can. So be safe out there. Thank you for listening.
Be safe.
Thanks for listening to Blue Money. To learn more about Jim and Kevin or for a free financial assessment, visit valleyfinancial.com or click on the link in the podcast description or show notes. Until next time, safe investing.
This material is intended to be educational in nature and not as a recommendation for any particular strategy, approach, product, or concept for any particular advisor or client. These materials are not intended for any form of substitute or individualized investment advice. This discussion is general in nature and therefore not intended to recommend or endorse any asset class, security, or technical aspect of any security for the purpose of allowing a reader to use the approach on their own. Before participating in any investment program or making any investment, clients as well as all other readers are encouraged to consult with their own professional advisors, including investment advisors and tax advisors. Valley Financial can assist in determining a suitable investment approach for a given individual, which may or may not closely resemble the strategies outlined herein.